Bushun and in a way, Magani dug. Beshago, Benesia, quay indigo, mang in do dame, ga oza squajime cog and dunjaba, ga misqua, waco cogninta. Elaine Fleming indition a cause. Oh, and my Ojibwe name is One Thunderbird Woman, Beshago, Benesia, quay. That's the name the universe knows me by. Sometimes they'll say when you go home and you'll be asked what your Ojibwe name is, and I'll be telling them Beshago Benesi Akwe. And I'm a member of the Leech Lake Ojibwe, Band of Ojibwe, which is part of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe incorporated under the 1934 Indian Reorganization Act. Its constitution approved in 1936, and that was when they ended the allotments. So I'm also with the Loon Clan, and I live in Cass Lake, Minnesota. And I happen to work for the Leech Lake Tribal College, and tomorrow is an important day for us because many of our students are graduating with their higher education degrees, and families will be celebrating along with them tomorrow. And let's see, springtime, so many wonderful things are going on now. Next weekend will be the Memorial Day powwow, and it's a time for building lodges and big drum ceremonies. Right now I'm sewing because I come from a powwow family. And so far I've sewn a grass dance regalia for my oldest grandson, Gi Waden, who's 7, and also for my second oldest grandson, Anaquad, who's 6, and we usually call him F. And now I'm on to the third grass dance outfit, which is for Riley. He just graduated from Head Start. And then I got to work on the one for the jingle dress for my littlest granddaughter, Lainey Jr. So I'm going to finish up talking about the Bagonageshik School and their second yearbook that they put out, and where they said another good year, and then they recounted the happenings at the alternative school of Bagonageshik. And 1976, 1977 was when they got funded by the BIA. And that's when 14 elementary students joined their student body. And even the older students got to have a say on whether that would be a good thing to happen. So the students were really included in that school organization and governance. So the students, they wrote a special thanks to people who helped support the school and others who showed their concern that year. Hartley White was at top of the list, and then Tig Pemberton, Charles Raish, Mary White, Wayne Cronin, Roger Aiken, Ed Demery, Dennis Harper, Bill Bobolink, Tom Mitchell, their parent council, Teresa Johnston, Josie Morris, the local Indian council, the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, the Red Schoolhouse, the Teen Center, the Johnson O'Malley Committee, and Nimiquazomin. And then they said special thanks to Cindy Thompson and her photography students, Betty Blue, Roxanne Jones, and all who contribute to make this annual possible. You remember Betty Blue? I remember I used to take my kids to go to visit her. She wrote news about our people. And so, during that school year, 1976 to 1970, there were drum groups. There was the high school drum group, and there was the elementary school drum group. And this is something really important to our people. You know, on our reservation, the children, they all want to be singing and they all want to be sitting around that drum. And and so at Bagunagishik, you could even take a class on singing and drumming. At the Tribal College too, we have a class where you can learn to sing and dance and sit at the drum. So it's said that Glenda Wynne wrote about the drumming class, and she said how important it was to them because they learned old and new songs. She said their teacher was George Abid Sr., and he was a very good singer. And there were four students in his class, and they were Barney Jones, Julie Jones, Glenda Wynne, and Herbie Smith. Glenda Wynne wrote, "Sometimes on Wednesday we go down to the college to learn more songs with the teacher down there, George White." She says, "We held a pipe ceremony at the Holiday Inn, and we sang at a concert down at the college with the young Panema singers. It was fun." And then George Abid Sr., he wrote a piece. He said, "Sitting Bull has long gone, but his words to the people have remained, even though I cannot quote his sayings verbatim. I like this quotation best, which I would like to share with you. Quote, whenever you have lost something, always retrace your steps back the way you came, and you will always find it. Also, you will learn how you lost it, and that will help to get it back again," end quote. And then George Abid Sr. says, "Anishinaabe have lost many things along the way in the past. Our language, religion, medicines, games, social customs and traditions, our land, natural resources, animals, birds, and fish, which Manidu, the Great Spirit, gave to the Ojibwe to coexist and survive with." And George Abid Sr. said, "We should take the time to learn how they became lost, and if we learn how we lost them, to get them back." And this is a philosophy. And so the Bagunagishik school in 76, 77 had sports. They had a girls' basketball team, and they had a boys' basketball and softball team, and their coach was Al Thunder. It said the girls' basketball team, coached by Cindy Thompson and Corky Harper, played practice games Wednesday night with Black Duck Indian Club and had two games with Mille Lacs Alternative Schools girls' team, winning one and losing one. It talks about the boys' team being coached by Al Thunder. They played Mille Lacs, also winning one and losing one. And then the boys and girls softball teams won when we played ball club. So basketball and softball were quite important. And they had special classes too at Bagunagishik that school year, 76 to 77. They had photography, typing, making ribbon shirts, karate, tennis, arts and crafts, child care, drumming, log cabin building, skiing, and maple sugaring, and birch bark basket making. And Glenda Wynne wrote a poem that was included in the yearbook, and it says, "Wonder. Sometimes I wonder, where is all the sickness coming from? Is it the coming of the white man, or is it because there's too many people in this world? Or is it because of war and anger? Will someone put some love in this world?" What good words by Glenda Wynne in 1976-77 yearbook. They also talked about the point system out there at Bagunagishik in this yearbook. You get 10 points for going to your class on time, 7 points for going to class but being late, and 5 points for having an excused absence. You can get 70 points for the whole day. And then on Wednesday afternoons, they'd have an activity, and the people who had 270 points from the previous week get to go to that activity. They'd go roller skating and skiing, and everybody would have a lot of fun. So, excuse me. They also talked about their dinners. They talk about their parent council. And their parent council at the time was Catherine Adams, Dan Brown, Josephine Dunn, Nancy Fisherman, Veda Harrison, Gert Morris, Barb Perlberg, Berta Wind, Roberta Wind, and the student representative was Marion Wind. So that was some of the things. They had the canoe-a-thon that year, and they just had so many things that they do and that they did, and it was a great new school, an alternative school for our people of the Leech Lake Reservation. And we thank you for listening, and we thank all those people who were involved in that school. Mi kwech bisandawi ek mi kwech mi iu.